present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This is, in fact, the last in the series. Indeed, I've just been handed a note which says that this programme's gone on too long. 30 seconds is more than enough. Oh, well, the producer's entitled to his view. We'll press on with our teams, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left. And we're going to start with Tim's favourite round, the ad-lib poem. I'm going to give someone the first line of a poem, and they continue until I buzz them, and the next person takes it up, and we go on until we reach a perfect artistic conclusion. And I'm going to ask you, Tim, to start
Excellent. Excellent.
Right. And Scansion. The first line is, where shall we three witches meet? In Bognor, Brighton, or in Penge?
Where shall we three witches meet? In Bognor, Brighton, or in Penge? Let it be down Somerset way or closer to Stonehenge.
Not bad for me, is it?
We will meet on Wednesday week and we will have a wake.
And then we'll go away up north. We need a change, for goodness sake.
Scansion.
We'll cast spells o'er Scotland, girls, and then o'er Ireland too. They've gone Cornish. And then we'll pop down Cornwall. Because we want to go down to Loo. And all those little piskies. And some who are sober as well.
I had a pisky round Polperro way. My word, but it was hell. And then we'll move up north to Wales. And happens we'll look at Cardiff.
And you're trying to catch me out with a rhyme that's hard. If you think I'm going to fall for that, you've another thing a-coming.
I'll have to think very quickly. I know I'll think of something. Thank goodness we're using this accent now. It makes the rhyming easier.
Oyster,
I'll have to get some vegetables. Ah, look, I've got some peas here. Because we need peas for our spells, we do, us witches, as I have been, of which I have been speaking.
Oh, no. No. Oh, is that my boots are squeaking? We have no peas to have a meal, as far as I can see. So I'd better pop down to the garden and have a surprise pea.
Still with you, Barry.
Oh, now wait a minute, all you girls who join me in the coven. I think we
Yeah, with all this peeing, I better be a loving. So down we go to the village to get some local yokels.
And as we go along our way, we might rehearse our vocals. Eye of Newton, tongue of dog, we merrily trill forsooth.
They make wonderful ingredients. Help. We also need a tooth. I am Newton, toe of bat and tooth of horny frog.
They go off singing down the lane with their old evil dog. And as they go off singing and dancing, those witches side by side, the only thing that's left to say is, here's the end of the Witch Consumer Guide.
Very good, Barry. Thank you a lot. Now, we'll have another poem now.
No.
How about this one? We'll start with you, Graham Garden. If you can keep your hair when all about you are going bald...
That's scandalous. What are you looking at me for?
Because you're starting.
Oh, I see. Well, I have been
starting
for some years.
Yes.
If you can keep your hair when all about you are going bald... If you can keep your rabbit whenever the coals you're being hauled... If you can keep the scansion in this rhyme that I've just started...
Yes, I can, I say, but only a little half-hearted. I do not like these poems. The scansion is quite silly.
The only way that makes it bearable is surrounded by Tim Graham and Willie. Scansion, trying scansion. To link up rhymes we are, to link the thought along.
I have a strange temptation to burst now into song. Alas, poor Colin Sell, as he sits at his piano.
And a tiny little piano stool built up with lumps of guano.
He's in
and
it
as,
again.
As we sit and sing our song around the fire here.
I feel rather nervous. I think I've got a headache.
I think we're given that.
Fair enough.
Full marks to Tim there.
Thank you.
And here's the point where I flick through the yellow pages and I shall ask the teams at the end to choose a trade which they will then announce appropriate names for. Oh, Barry, man. Stop me.
I want to...
Stop!
Okay. We're at letter M, which means that you could have had, if I'd chosen to give it to you, either marquees or mats and matting or mechanical handling equipment manufacturers, but I'm going to give you marriage guidance. I thought I'd make it easy for you. Marriage guidance.
You're going to give us marriage guidance, or...
After the show. And we go on to the game, which is called Word for Word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with it. And that carries on until the opposite team challenges and tries to prove a connection between any of the two words. And this is scintillating, I can tell you that for a start. And we're going to start now on my left here with Graham Garden.
Telecom.
Desk.
Challenge from Willie.
Fair to suppose. I mean, desks tend to have telephones on them, provided... Well, not provide often, but quite frequently and very, very late
telecom.
By telecom.
Yes, I'll allow that. Willie, will you take it up?
Breast.
Aubergine.
Challenge. Challenge from Barry.
There's a strong connection, but it's at a party I attended and I promise not to.
Yes.
No, I withdraw that. I withdraw that. That's what the girl said.
You don't have aubergine.
Willie.
Frisbee.
Sneezing powder.
Zip.
Sausages.
Balloon.
Challenge from Graham Dunn.
Balloons often come in a shape similar to a zip.
I'll allow that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty
true.
Good.
Sorry, they're called
right.
Zippy balloons.
It's cheating, but it's fairly good, so I'll allow it. Graham, carry on. Graham and Barry.
Balloon flies.
Yes, flies.
Challenge from Tim.
That's tied up with our zip.
Yes, I'll allow
yes.
that.
Yes.
Tim.
Tongs.
Qua.
Fork.
Ferret.
Challenge there from Barry.
Choir and tongs of praise.
Yes, yes, very
Late.
Good.
Late.
Yeah. Very good. Right, but one more lot. One more round.
Oh.
All right.
What? Go on, Graham.
Hoop.
What?
Hoop.
Who's coughing?
Challenge.
There's a connection between hoop and hoop.
Right, that puts you in the lead. We have a round now called Feelies. In this round, I want the teams to feel some bits and pieces I have with them.
Try anything once.
They're hidden in bags, which I shall pass round. I'm not going to say this, Link. I'm sorry. Chairman's gone on strike.
Sit down, strike.
In this round, I want the teams to feel some bits and pieces I have with me. They're hidden.
Oh.
They're hidden in bags, which I shall pass round to see if the teams can...
Lizzie talks like this in the pub.
Which I shall pass round to see if the teams can identify them from their feel. There's two objects for each team. Start feeling now. Any suggestions? Oh. What have you got there?
Is this one alive?
Don't ask me.
Something rather slimy here. Oh, it's my other hand.
This bag is not well, I'll tell you that.
If this object wasn't alive, then something has crawled into the bag and eaten it.
Is either a human skull or a wind-up plastic tortoise?
Wow.
There's several things in this. There's an elephant foot umbrella stand, and it can feel that.
Small observatory, have you got one of those?
I've got the rest of the elephant, I know that.
He's just left.
So can he...
Ref!
I think I know what's in mine, but I can't find the switch.
Don't use it, it'll knock all your teeth out.
We've had enough time now. I'd like some definitive answers, please. First of all, Tim and Willie, what have you got there?
It's either a couple of oysters or Willie Whitelaw all huddled up. Actually, it feels like a half-eaten apple.
There's a girl whose mother I knew years ago.
Daddy.
Willie, you were very close earlier on.
It's a tortoise, a dead tortoise.
Well, I'll tell you. Tim Brooke-Taylor had his there. It was a half-eaten apple.
Yeah.
For which he earns an enormous round of applause, bordering on an ovation. Willie Rushton was wrong, unfortunately. It's not a tortoise, it's a turtle. Would you show it to the audience here? Half-eaten apple. It's a tortoise. The thing about it, it's a toy tortoise. It's rather... Those of you who are sitting at home and mercifully missing all this, Tim Brooke-Taylor has thrown the half-eaten apple at the audience, who've thrown it back.
And there's an old bag in the mouth of it.
Willie Rushton has demonstrated that it's rather nice. It's a mechanical tortoise. It's moving slowly across the bed. A round of applause.
It's an enchanting tune while a smaller tortoise makes from the rear end.
Okay. Now.
Go on, little fella, you'll catch her yet.
Graham and Barry, I'm going to ask you now, what was in your bag?
It's a stick of deodorant.
Show the audience. They might even applaud you for that.
Oh!
Did you feel inside?
Yes, it's one of those sticks of deodorant. It explains that uncouth laughter which you heard from the audience earlier on.
It says unscrew top and push up bottom.
Right.
It doesn't say it on the deodorant, though.
Barry, will you tell me what you had in your bag?
Find a lager. It seems like a cotton reel with the other bit missing. Or a large thimble. Or a small plastic hat.
You're getting closer.
For humorous wearing.
It is an article of clothing.
Very small wooden leg. And now the weather.
I don't think Barry's going to get it.
No, I don't.
No good asking the audience, because they don't know either. Will you produce it and tell the totally bewildered people at home what it was?
It appears to be a... What would you call that?
If you don't know by now, you are a boy.
Some of us don't wear them, Tim.
We'll have to ask the audience.
It's a brazier.
Bra.
It's a bra.
Brazier.
Bra.
That's
right. You've got his own bag muddled up.
I don't think that other bit was meant to be in there.
Well, it is.
The top of some bottle or something.
It's amazing what you find in those, Humphrey.
Will you tell...
All these are taken from Hump's car.
Will you
put it in English? It's a basket belong titties.
Ah. Stop and flop them in German.
We go on hurriedly to the next game, which is called Last Thing I Remember. This is a variation on the game Famous Last Word. I shall be asking the teams for the last thing they remember before being totally incapacitated. The winner will be the one with the most marks or bruises. Now, who should we start with? We'll start with Willie Rushton.
The last thing I remember, I was helping Joan Collins out of her waders.
Graham?
The last thing I remember is saying, well, I think it's safe to go back in the water.
The last thing I remember is saying, so this is Limeswell cheese.
Last thing I remember was strolling through County Hall and meeting a Conservative and saying, Dr. Livingston, I presume.
Last thing I remember, I just said to Ian Botham, fatty, I said.
There's this eerie voice saying, hello, good morning, and welcome.
The last thing I remember is saying, no, I can't help you look for your blasted piranha fish. I'm in the bath.
Okay, we'll go along to the round called Sing Along. In this round, each panelist has to sing along with a disc. And once the tune and tempo have been established, the sound of the disc will disappear and the panelist will be left on his own. After an embarrassing pause, the disc comes back and the panelist scores points if he's still with it. And I shall award points in accordance with the applause from the audience. We'll start this round
that
with
is
you.
That a...
Graham Garden, here you've got to sing along with the Sideboard Song by Chaz and Dave.
I bunged up long night, she was going spare. She was in a turn, but pulling in her hair. Your sister talking to a scruffy little kid while the man's giving a monkey in there. I don't care if he comes round here. I've got my beer in a sideboard here. And mother sorted out if he comes round here. I said to me, mother, let me have a talk to her. Comes to the telephone, he wasn't up, mate. She says, she's got to say, silly little cow, if he comes round here, there's going to be a row. I don't care if he comes round here.
Very good. I think that's worth 8 out of 10.
Yeah. 10 out of 8 it's worth.
Willie Rushton, here's your song. It's Wide-Eyed and Legless by Andy Fairweather Love.
Wherever I go, and whatever I do, I seem to spend all of my time trying to turn my black nights blue. Well, I'm tired of it all. It's the same thing every night. But the rhythm of the glass is stronger than the rhythm of life. Wide-eyed and
legless. Yeah, it was uncanny.
Fair weather, very low.
How did you get up there?
Okay, Barry, here's yours. It's What a Mouth by Tommy Steele.
Jimmy Bean was a funny looking fella if he had another mouth. The smell of a device cleared him from winning a beauty show. Aye. It was like a steamboat funnel or a railway arch or the Blackpool Tunnel, and you can't see Jim when he opens his mouth, you know.
And as poor Jim goes walking about, you can hear the kids all hollering out. What a mouth, what a mouth, what a north and south.
What a mouth, what a mouth, what a mouth, what a mouth, what a mouth.
Fix.
Bad luck, Barry. 9 out of 10. Now, Tim, here's yours. It's Ain't Misbehaving by Fats Waller.
I've been given 2 songs. One's Ain't Misbehaving and the other is The 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, tear up Ain't Misbehaving and we go back to where I say... Tim, your yes? song is 12 Days of Christmas by Joan Sutherland.
And Fats Waller.
I'd much rather do... So, shall I do...
Which one do you want?
Yes.
12 Days of Waller. By by Fat Sutherland.
Anybody got...
Ain't Christmas.
Anybody got Nicholas Parsons' phone number?
Would they admit it if they had?
Christmas, my true love said to me. Twelve women, evening, eleven ladies, dancing ten. Five was five, nine children, five, eight maids, and milking six. One was many, six geese, and eight. Calling bird, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And my very good friend, the milkman.
Okay, let's go on now to the game, which unfortunately is called Jest Expander. It's a variation of that old favorite tag wrestling. This time somebody has to start telling a joke and can then be interrupted by the others if they're approaching a punchline. The interrupter then takes over and has to head towards a joke of their own. And the winner is the first person to complete a joke, so we could possibly hear right through to the end of the next series. We'll start with you, Graham Garden.
There's a man driving along the road, and as he passed a farm, he ran over a rooster and killed it.
Interruption by Tim.
And killed him, which was the end of the rooster. But he went into the farm, and there, in the sty, he saw a pig with a wooden leg.
Challenge from Barry.
And he said to the farmer, why has that pig got a wooden leg? Well,
Willie.
Because my dog's got no nose.
Graham.
And the motorist said, oh dear, this isn't your day, a pig with a wooden leg and a dog with no nose. I've got to tell you that I ran over your rooster. And I would...
Willie.
That's all right, my wife's gone to the West Indies. Make us at the pit.
Barry.
No, I won't do that joke, said the man. I'm still worried about your wooden leg.
Tim.
No.
To the pig.
I don't know where we were, Hump. I'm sorry.
No good asking me. I'm the last person to know. Interruption from Graham.
Yeah, he came out in a hot flash and went immediately to the chemist's shop. Oh. And he walked... Well...
Tim.
Which was shut. However, across the road was
Barry.
Another cup.
So he went back in the pub, and he said to the barmaid, could I have a pint of 1912 bitter?
Tim.
She said no.
Graham.
But the landlord overruled her.
Ah!
And he went, and he thought the man won't know the difference between 1912 pint and 1983 pint, so he pulled him a pint of beer and put it down and said, there's your pint of 1912 bitter, and the man said, thank you very much, here's your threepence.
And now we come, and not before time, to Yellow Pages. We come to the point where I ask the teams for their appropriate entries in the Yellow Pages, and earlier on we chose the trade, which is marriage guidance.
Oh, there's conjugal rights. Looking well restored.
But there's divorce with Ivor headache.
And Bert on the side.
He's not very tall. And there's Mr. and Mrs. E-Money and their son Al E-Money.
There's...
With his girlfriend Holly Wedlock.
Infidelity. Leading the way to marital breakdown.
Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. Dinbrighton and their naughty son, Dirty Weekend Dinbrighton.
Holy weekend!
I don't know what he's doing, Sir Jekyll Appliance.
He's talking to Eric Unsalable Differences.
Oh, an interesting firm of counsellors here called F.U. Any Kids.
Interesting couple here. Oliver Boring Life and Andy Snores. Something to eat, banana custody of the children.
Rather sad-looking Australian, Bruce Droop.
Is this the last of the series, huh?
It is now.
I think I'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye,
there's
Willie.
Victor Mature and his brother Pre. I can't read this other word. Looks like elastication. No, that's stretching it.
Mr. and Mrs. Any children to be considered and their son Arthur? Not surprising this marriage has broken down. After all, she's been seeing an hermaphrodite friend, Ann Arthur Mann.
Half the woman his father was.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Shun and their evangelical daughter from Africa, missionary Posey Shun.
That's it.
That's it, folks.
That's it, folks.
That's it. So we ring down the curtain on another career.
Carve into the Sutra Maud.
Sadly, we come to the end of another series. It's time to say goodbye on behalf of the teams, myself, to everyone. Join us in the next series. Until then, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.